Yep, we have six protests along the border, ranging from County Louth, Armagh border, right the way through to the Donegal-Derry border area. They're taking place at 3 o'clock, and really they are just to re-emphasise in the mindset of the public that that Brexit is still there on the table, and that the triggering of Article 16 is potentially an imminent prospect, and really want to show the British government that the public in Ireland on both sides of the border don't support that, and we want to send the message with them that to back off. We want to protect the protocol because of all the good things the protocol does. It's not perfect, but certainly I can give you some figures as to why the protocol is extremely important to people on both sides of the border. So, for example, the majority of people in the north obviously voted to stay, to remain in the EU. We know that. But also since then, all the opinion polls are showing that over 50% of people, as a majority of people, significantly support the protocol. Only 4% of people in the north of Ireland actually trust the British government's ability to manage the protocol and actually trust them on the Brexit process. Over 60% of people polled believe that the protocol offers a unique set of economic opportunities. So trade between the north and south, for example, from north to south has increased by over $1 billion, which is over a 61% increase. Trade from south to north has increased by $700 million per year, which is a 47% increase. There's over 40 million border crossings every year. There's 30,000 people every single day cross that border for work. So the integration of the economy, society and communities from north-south is fundamental to this island and has had nothing but benefits for both our social and economic growth. And it's very disingenuous and wrong of the Tories to be masking problems in Britain and the British economy by playing with the protocol in this island and risking a peace process and risking the economic good of this island. The British economy is in free fall because of Brexit, so their trade with the EU is down by 4.6 billion. The food and drinks industry alone is down by 2 billion. So this isn't about the north of Ireland and the Republic of Ireland and the Irish economy. The reality here is that the British government is trying to mask their own domestic problems in Britain by playing with and using the north of Ireland as a pawn. So that's really why our and that's why we are trying to send a clear message to Lord Frost and to Boris Johnson to back off the protocol. It's not perfect, but it is a very pragmatic economic solution to a political problem. And leave this island alone, that we're not a toy and we're not a pawn in their political game with Europe.
Presumably, Boris Johnson would be all too aware of how important the protocol is. But do you feel that then, you know, this threat of potentially triggering Article 16 is a bit empty in that regard?
Sadly, I don't think it's an empty threat. I think it's a very significant threat and a real threat. I do think Boris Johnson understands how important the protocol is. And I do think Boris Johnson knows, quite frankly, the protocol is working. I think he also knows how important the peace process is, but I think in his political game, all things are fair in love and war, and he's prepared to use whatever is necessary to get his own way. Do I think that there's a realistic chance of the protocol being implemented? Yes, I do. Or the Article 16 being implemented? Yes, I do. Sometime in the next couple of weeks. For example, David Frost was in the north of Ireland yesterday. Well, today, sorry, he's in having a private dinner in an establishment in Belfast, where he is asking a selected number of business representatives to come for a private meal with him so that he can lobby them to support him in his move to trigger Article 16. And he's asking them to create the political space over here to take the pressure off it, looking like he's triggering it irresponsibly. So the British government are serious about triggering Article 16, and it's very, very dangerous that they're doing that, and it's a very disingenuous game that they're playing.